Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The South African Jewish Board of Deputies is involved again in a case against UCT. And I think we need to take a moment and appreciate the significance of this case. Joining us this morning is Wendy Kahn. She's the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Wendy, a very good morning to you. What is the case?
Good morning.
And why is it so important?
It's a real seminal case, because what has happened is the UCT Council adopted two resolutions last year. One of the resolutions was a boycott against Israeli academics, which we take extremely seriously. It's an important university, UCT, and this is a decision that we think was very problematic for several reasons that I'll explain. Secondly, they made a decision in terms of the definitions of what anti-Semitism is. So a few on their executive sat around and decided, okay, we're not going to go for the IRA definition, the International Holocaust Remembrance definition. We'll decide rather to choose a different definition, which they chose the Jerusalem definition. We won't go into what the definitions are, but the point of the matter is that people sat on a council and decided unilaterally what is and what isn't anti-Semitism, with no consultation with Jewish academics, no consultation with Jewish students. These are the people that have the lived reality of being on a campus and what they've been experiencing. These two decisions were taken on review. They were challenged by an academic at the university, Professor Adam Mendelsohn. Mm-hmm. We then came in, joined the court case as an amicus curiae, a friend of the court. We wanted to provide the discussions with a context of what is going on at UCT campus. We wanted to share with the court the types of anti-Semitic incidents, the types of intimidation, the types of events that are taking place, the types of organizations that are arriving onto this university campus. We wanted to demonstrate that. We also wanted to take umbrage with how a university could define for Jews on the campus what is and what is not anti-Semitism, with no consultation. Those two words, no consultation, were a common refrain the whole day throughout the court case. There was no consultation. In terms of their governance procedures and principles, they, as a public university in our country, made decisions that impact on stakeholders within the university with no regard to the consequences of what those decisions were going to have.
So, in other words, irrespective of what the decision actually is at the end of the day, from a substantive perspective, they didn't even follow their own procedures, really.
That's absolutely correct. And the consequences were really, really bad. Just to give you a couple of examples, the Gordon Foundation was going to be building a hospital to the value of 200 million rand, which was lost because of these resolutions.
Wow. So that's so tangible. That's a very tangible consequence.
So besides the actual academics and the students, the people of Cape Town lost that because of this irregular decision. 288 students lost funding from the Dell Foundation. That's 288 needy students, people who cannot go to university because this decision was made. Those are real dire consequences for people in Cape Town. There's also the other issues around what an academic boycott is, the singling out of Israel, the collaborations, people who are going into the research projects with Israelis. There are so many consequences that a decision like this makes. And it was made, and that, you know, although the advocate for the university had got onto his platform and gave his long views about Gaza and the genocide, of course he was the advocate for at the ICJ case as well. But the judges kept saying yes, but how was that? How does that relate here? What? How does that impact on the consultation, on how these decisions were met? Why was the information not disclosed to the decision makers? So that was really interesting. Also, what was really, really for us, our advocate, the South African Jewish Board of Deputies advocate, Mushahida Avikari, she pointed out, and she made so many really important points in terms of anti-Semitism. And she said, one of the things she said, it's like a room, a whole lot of men sitting around in a room and deciding what gender discrimination is.
Absolutely.
And then sending out a message to the women to say, okay, this is what we've decided. So these are some, I mean, she really made so many fascinating comments about anti-Semitism, but which we will write up and we will share with the community, because I think they really have great significance. But really an important day in court yesterday, and for me, a real watershed case. In fact, we received a message from an academic from Haifa University, and she said, this is a test case.
It really is. You know, and I'm thinking, as you're talking, I'm thinking about, like, the South African Medical Association. It's the same question. Did they follow procedure? Was there consultation? Because I get a sense that in many of these cases, these decisions were pushed through. The information wasn't disclosed, the broader impact, and they were just done in a very hurried fashion. And I think that based on this, hopefully successful, it will be a really, really important case to use in other areas. What is the process now? How long does the case run?
I do want to, just before you carry on, I actually do agree with you completely, because, you know, being very involved in the SAMA case, that's exactly the point, that the members of SAMA had no inkling of what was going on behind the scenes, and procedurally and ethically, that is of something that is going to have so much impact in terms of the lives of their members. It's serious. And there was another case, I'm not sure if you know, last night there was another decision at the Johannesburg Bar Association, where again resolutions and these kind of things were discussed. You cannot make decisions on the basis of these types of consequences without having a proper, thorough consultation with people being able to air how they feel. It goes against everything that we as South Africans believe in.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Tell us about I think that was important. Just before we end, just tell us, how long does it run? When do we expect an outcome?
So today is the case will end today. There'll be a few more people heard today, but you know how long is a piece of string? You know these judgments can take a while to come through. But it's really been quite a week for South African jury. I think I just do want to mention how absolutely appalled I was.
Absolutely.
Just outside the Holocaust Center yesterday.
I think
a line was crossed there.
Certainly. And then I'm getting messages about this billboard as well. So there's a lot that is going on. Is there any update on that billboard
We are investigating it. It isn't as simple as, it's quite a complicated issue for very
Right.
for several reasons, but we do have people looking into it to see what we can do. What I
How's the
just have to
juggling
make
going
one
for you,
comment.
Wendy?
No, you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting is that, you know, I deal with a lot of issues, but the most issues that I deal with are paddle courts and billboards. Those are the things
That's
that
so
really get people's goat. And I understand when I was driving to the airport a couple of days ago coming to Cape Town, there was a hideous billboard over the highway,
Yes.
and my stomach turned
Yeah,
and I
it's
got
just
angry.
awful.
This is my Johannesburg,
Yeah.
and how dare you? And I think the point here is that all these people are doing is that they are causing, they're not helping what's
Of
going on
course
in
not.
Gaza. Let's be honest,
Of
you know, what
course.
Donald Trump did in Gaza, whether you like him, whether you don't,
Yeah.
he made a difference.
Yes.
And these little gestures, these, what do we call them,
Virtue
virtue
signaling.
signaling attempts, they do nothing. All they do is cause division between fellow South Africans and create
Absolutely
bad will between
right.
fellow South Africans. And I heard a story yesterday which really was, I heard about a young man who was at UCT. And last year when these resolutions were made, he said to his parents, I actually don't want to live here anymore, and he left. And he left
and
the country. And I just,
that's
for
what,
me,
yeah.
that's why we have to fight. We have to fight because we need to feel comfortable in public spaces. They cannot make us shrivel back into Glen Hazel. We've got to be able
right.
to go to the
Wherever
Constitution
we
Hill
choose.
And to universities and to feel comfortable in those environments.
Wendy, thank you as always. Keep fighting the good fight. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. It's 7:34.